Welcome all listeners out there once again to our Champion FM Radio's Classic Hits on Wednesdays, where we feature some of the songs that bring back memories from yesteryears. We've got award winners, music pioneers, and booming vocalists gracing our program today. So join us for a great, great show. But first, it's our daily word and some thoughts. If you have been following or listened through the Bible for the last few days, you'll notice that we have been reading from Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. Well, what caught my eye were verses 127 until 131. And it says this: I love your commands more than gold, more than purest gold. I carefully obey all your commands. So I hate anything that leads people the wrong way. Lord, your rules are wonderful. That is why I follow them. As people understand your word, it brings light to their lives. Your word makes even simple people wise. My desire to hear your commands is so strong that I wait with open mouth, gasping for breath. You know, reading through this chapter, we see a recurring theme or pattern of what God's word is all about, what it is like and what it can do. We also see a plea from the writer to God to protect him from evil and a dislike for all things evil and bad. That same theme is reflected in the above passage, where the psalmist declares his love and passion for God's word in a comparison, and that comparison is gold, the purest gold. I was mesmerized at the language used by the writer when he mentioned his hatred of anything that leads people the wrong way. Temptation and sin, worldly pleasures, unrighteous thoughts and designs, all these things lead people astray. You know, as I processed this, I asked myself, what about me? What about all of us believers? When we hear, when we see, or when we find out about a sin that has led people the wrong way, how do we feel? Are we numb to it? Do we merely accept it as part of the normal? Or do we grieve and get down to our knees and begin praying? Do we stand up for what is biblically right? And a point to note and remember, we are not here to start a revolt or riot. That is ungodly and wrong. We have to follow the proper channels, as the Word of God says. So remember that. Amen. And we begin today's program with David Phelps and that huge voice of his. And this is Arms Open Wide, taken from the album Revelation.
Into the earth. open wide. From another time, your will unfolded just like you planned. Your spirit is alive and living in the hearts of men. How deep your unfailing love that you would remain with us. You are the high and holy one. You left the glory of your throne and you gave your life away. You are the Lord of everything, the reason for the song.
Times are tough, I will pull you through. When baby blues, so full of wonder. Your curly cues, your contagious smile. And as I watch, you start to grow up. All I can do is hold you tight, knowing clouds will rise up, storms will rise in, but you will be safe in my arms. Rains will pour down, waves will crash around, but you will be safe in my arms.
It's all about him.
Off her 2007 release, Blink, that was pop alternative artist Plum with that beautiful ballad, In My Arms, which is about her then baby son and how God taught her his unconditional love for her. Before that, we heard from Grammy Award winning artist Bob Carlyle and a track from his 1996 album, I Will Shelter You. We've got more music coming up right after these announcements.
Jesus taught us using parables across the four Gospels. Which parable, in your opinion, is your favorite, and tell us why? It's Champion FM Radio's question of the month, all this May. So, go to our website at www.championfmmusic.com and share with us the parable that has inspired you the most. We will be sharing all the best contributions on our podcast shows at the end of the month. We wait to hear from you.
It's game time on Champion FM Radio, where you can challenge friends and other people globally to see if you come up tops in our Kahoot quizzes. Go to our website and play the game right now and see if you're the world champion. Here now is the a cappella gospel group Take Six and their massive hit, You Can Never Ask Too Much of Love.
It's got the perfect plan. I finally come to understand you can never ask too much of love. Love forgives your greatest sin with open arms to let you in. You can never ask too much of love. Purest emotion we have.
Love is never ending circle
that brings us around to face our fears.
I will never turn my back on you again.
That brings us around to face ourselves.
talk about old Wall Street with its ups and its downs. You talk about some new restaurant you found outside of town. Front page of the paper says ceasefire could be in sight. Home team made a comeback and won a big game last night. But in the back of my mind, something seems wrong when our conversation never turns to home. Isn't anybody talking about going home anymore? Isn't anybody talking about streets of gold? Down here, a holy place we once held dear, from our sight has disappeared. Is there anybody talking about going home? Lord, don't let me grow so fond of the things down here. Calling to which I must be true, but in the back of my mind, something seems so wrong when our conversation never turns to home. Isn't anybody talking about going home anymore?
My only hope, your grace is my only sacrifice. Trying to win your favor, Lord, when will I learn that you love this sinner just the way that I am? Your grace is my only ransom. Grace is my only hope. Your grace is my sacrifice. Your love is my only ransom. Love is my only hope. Your love is my only sacrifice. My only ransom and grace is my only hope. Your grace is my only. Your love is my only. Your grace is my only sacrifice. Only sacrifice, it's you, it's you. Your grace, your love.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
We just heard from the Peculiar People Band and their inspirational track from 2005 entitled Only Sacrifice. Before that was the extremely rare find. That was husband and wife duo Michael and Kerry Hodge, or better known as Two Hearts, with Going Home from 1993.
It's our brand new Listen Through the Bible in a Year series, right here on Champion FM Radio, beginning from August 2022 until July 2023, where we devote ourselves to God's holy word. Join us as we seek to understand and learn from the good book. It's all here on Asia's premier Christian radio station.
On Champion FM Radio, we play every genre of Christian music that you want, from the billboards to the classics, rock to pop, instrumentals and praise and worship. It's all here on Asia's premier music station. Download our app from the Android and Apple stores or visit us on our website at www.championfmmusic.com. Join the family right now.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
It's your classic hits on Wednesday with me, DJ ELC. And this is Johnny Diaz with his hit single from 2009 and the title track of the album, More Beautiful You.
Girl 14 flipping through a magazine says she wants to look that way, but her hair isn't straight, her body isn't fake, and she's always felt overweight. Well, little girl 14, I wish that you could see the beauty is within your heart, and you were made with such care. Your skin, your body, and your hair are perfect just the way they are. They can never be more beautiful.
She knows she needs where her heart can find their rest. Break these chains of bitterness down the wrong road to forgiveness. She's pointed fingers and stood her ground.
The sky was one vast ceiling that vaulted out and on, down to starry stained glass windows of sunsets and of dawn. And out of doors cathedral, day by day revealed, I remember church in the field. I remember church in the field. The rain fell like a sacrament on the altar of the soil, and mixed with sweat that fell from hands content with honest toil. The faith of spring saw harvest that seeds and earth would yield. I remember church in the field. I remember church in the field. There were blazing colors, there were lovely smells. I encountered passions my poetry can't tell. My religion, I remember church in the field. I prayed there without thinking. I worshiped from no cue. At flashing summer thunderstorms and wild roses fresh with dew. And to mysteries and music always just concealed. I remember church in the field. I remember church in the field. I remember church in the field.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
We just played another rarity for you. That was the hard to get album Tapestry Evening and the song Church in the Field from Bruce Carroll and Phil McHugh. Before that, a new old song from a familiar name, Melissa Green, formerly from the group Avalon, and her track from the 2009 solo album Next Step. Our featured video of the day is about drinking. Well, not quite. From DLM Lifestyles, we have Why Did Jesus Turn Water Into Wine? And presents us a theological view of our Savior's first ever miracle. To watch it, go to our website and to our inspirational page right after this broadcast. And you're listening to Champion FM Radio, and it's back to more classic hits. And here is David Meese with I Can See.
Like he'd been there all along, not a stranger, but a father who can sense when something's wrong. And he answered all my questions, and he understood my fears that somehow vanished now. Can't you see who walks with you? Can't you hear who speaks your name? Can't you feel something stirring in your heart? How his words ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. Could the paths we follow from now on be the same? I couldn't bear for him to leave me, so I begged him to stay, spend the evening a few moments before he went his way. Then like a host he stood and blessed me, broke the bread and poured the wine.
then there was something I knew I recognized. Yes, I can see who walks with me. I can hear who speaks my name. And I can feel a stirring in my heart. Oh, how his words ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. And I know I'll never be the same. I can see. I can hear who speaks my name, and I can feel something stirring in my heart. How his words still ring strong and true, like a once familiar strain. And I know I'll never be.
Beautiful scars.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And from Christian music's legendary artist Stephen Curtis Chapman, that was Beautiful Scars from 2007, where he equates our every scar to be a testimony of God's goodness. So, what's yours? My takeaway for today is this: love God, hate sin. Always shy away from anything and everything that may want to pull us away from our relationship from God. I'm DJ ELC, signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
FM, it's all about him.
Turn up the radio.